感谢主，我们今天晚上又一同来看何西阿书。
We thank the Lord tonight. We'll continue to look into the book of Hosea.
正好今天下午我接到一份教会的刊物。
This evening I did receive an article for the church.
里头有一个消息说，那一个团体也安排何西阿的读经。
I also saw the article that within they also have made arrangements to study, plan to study the book of Hosea.
我看下去的时候，我心里面有点感觉。
When I read on in that article, I had some feelings within.
我默默地向主说，主啊，你保守我们，让我们的心没有离开你说话的目的。
I silently prayed to the Lord, praying that He would guard our hearts, that we would not depart away from His desire, His purpose as He speaks to us.
我为什么这样反应？
Now, why was my response that way?
因为那个团体说是一个很信仰很纯正的团体。
Because that group that is organizing for this study of Hosea is a group organization that is a very pure.
服侍主也蛮热心的。
They're also very zealous in serving the Lord.
但是常常就发生这样的问题。
Yet, often this situation might arise.
他们把何西阿书完全放在今天人怎么可以去应用的这个角度来看何西阿。
Their focus on the book of Hosea is how can it be practical or used for the people of today in that viewpoint.
他特别标明就是借着何西阿书去认识那个崇高又真实的爱情。
And they have headlined it, this study of Hosea, to be from the book of Hosea, how to understand that high, ultimate love.
如果这个话放在神和人中间，还没有什么难处。
If we place those words, that headline, they're advertising, that between God and man, there's no difficulty with that.
但是他的小标题里面就说到家庭生活的学习。
But in their small footnote there, they said that practical lessons for the family.
当然也不能说他这个不太对。
Of course, we cannot say that it's not so correct.
但是如果把先知书的话说成今天的用处。
But if we were to use the words of the prophet and to see how practical it is for us today.
那么神说话的目的我们就完全撇开了。
Then we have already completely put aside the purpose
of God's word. 这是许多人读旧约的时候所常常显露出来的说是毛病吧。
That is also, we can say, a weakness that many people when they read the Old Testament when they have that angle, when they read the Old Testament.
我们求主给我们是留意主说话的目的，而不是主说话的附带的功用。
May we look to the Lord to allow for us to see the purpose of His speaking, His words to us, and not the side effects that it may be benefit to us.
我们看到神用着何西阿这个人，他的生活的经历来发表神对他的选民的感情和感觉。
We can use the experience, the life of the prophet Hosea to see God's love and his emotions toward his people, his chosen people.
而指出了选民走歪了，也来神的管教和鞭打。
And how it brings forth the wrath and discipline, scourging of God because they have gone astray.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他在管教和鞭打的里边也同时就宣告有一天这些好像给神撇在一边的神的百姓仍然是在神面前蒙纪念的。
Even in his discipline and scourging, God shows us that even though it seems as if he has placed his chosen people aside, that before the presence of God, they still have mercy and are remembered by God.
但是有一个条件,
but there is this one condition.
那个条件就是神的百姓悔改,
that condition is that his people would repent and return.
所以当神, 借着何西俄所经历的事情来指出了他那时跟神的百姓说话的目的和内容。
Therefore, through the experience of Hosea, God points out the purpose and the content of his speaking to the people during that time.
那我们今天晚上从第四章开始, 我们就看到神向他的百姓说到 那一个当时他们属灵的实际的。
Therefore, in chapter 4, we can see the condition of the spiritual condition of the people as God spoke to them in those days.
所以从第四章开始, 你就很清楚地看到,
therefore, starting from chapter 4, we can see very clearly.
当神说话说到第四章的话的时候,
when God speaks as he reaches chapter 4,
你从字里行间已经看见, 神的管教在以色列中间已经施行了。
In between the lines, we can see God's discipline has already been executed amongst the people.
所以神就在那里对他的百姓说,
therefore, God says to his people there,
神好像这样的意思,
it seems like God is saying it in this way.
我是知道你们不服气的,
I know that you are not submitting wholeheartedly to me.
但是你可以来辩论,
but you can debate with me.
看看是我管教你们管教的太严厉了, 还是你们应当接受这样的管教。
And consider, is my discipline too harsh for you, or you are worthy of such discipline?
弟兄姊妹，我们从那个字句上面读下去，你就看到了。
Brothers and sisters, as we read on in the text, you are able to see.
神说，你们所看到这一些光景，其实你们根本就不需要再辩论了。God
says, even though this is the condition you see, you do not need to debate or have a controversy.
但神还是说，你愿意辩论的话，你就来辩论吧。But
God is still willing to allow for them to debate if they wish to.
不过神就很清楚地指出。But
God clearly tells them,
整个以色列，他们是落在
the entire nation of Israel is in this condition.
一种什么光景呢?
What condition is that?
按照律法上面来说,
that according to the law,
如果他们不听祭司的话,
if they do not obey the words of the priest,
那他们的结果就是要给毁掉了。
Then the result will be to perish.
所以你留意到, 第四节的当中那里说，因为这民与抗拒祭司的人一样。
So you can see there at the end of verse 4, it says, for thy people as they that strive with the priests.
那抗拒祭司的人, 那个结局就是死亡了。
Then those who strive with the priests, their end is to be perished.
要是你长了大麻风, 祭司说你长了大麻风, 你不服气, 你说我没有。
If you are leprous and you say to the priest that no, you are not,
你们要让我出到营外,
and you must have me stay outside the camp and I will not,
那如果真有以色列人是这样,
if there was an Israelite that would be in this condition,
那这个人一定是给石头打死,
then this person would be stoned to death.
那在旧约的律法的底下,
under the Old Testament,
祭司就是 代表了神的权柄。
The priest represents the authority of God.
你拒绝抗拒祭司, 那是自取死亡。
If you reject or against the priest, then you're asking to be destroyed.
但是神的话没有停在这里。
But the word of God did not cease there.
百姓是拒绝祭司。
Yes, the people strive and against the priest.
而祭司呢?
And the priest?
清楚地说就说,
clearly stated,
祭司也在那里拒绝神。
The priests themselves also reject God.
那所以那里的话就是那么简单，就指出了整个以色列当时的属灵的光景。
Therefore, the words there are so simple and so short to point out to us the condition of Israel during that time.
他说那祭司就日间跌倒。
The priests shall fall in the day.
先知也夜间与你一同跌倒。
And the prophets also shall fall with thee in the night.
那引出了一个结果。
Then this result comes forth.
神把以色列放在一个完全放弃的那个境地。
God places Israel in a situation where they're completely forsaken.
不过弟兄姊妹，等我们在这里碰到这个祭司和先知这两个名词所代表的人的时候，
My brothers and sisters, when we take note of these two terms of the priest and the prophet and whom they represent,
那我们必须要有一个警觉。
Then we must be alert.
这是不是说到耶和华的先的祭司？
This is not speaking of the priest of the Lord.
也不是说到耶和华的先知。
It is also not speaking of the prophets of the Lord.
因为你知道，
brothers and sisters, you know,
当神的百姓分裂为以色列和犹大的时候，
when the nation of Israel were divided into two kingdoms,
利未人他们都跑，几乎都跑到南方来了。
The Levites pretty much went to the southern kingdom.
那所以在，因为在以色列那一边根本就没有耶和华的祭司生存的空间。
Now that is because in the northern kingdom of Israel there was not much room or condition for the Levites, the priests, to survive.
但是在以色列那边呢，祭司却多得很。
Yeah, there are so many priests in the northern kingdom.
那是什么祭司呢？
What kind of priests were they?
金牛犊的祭司。
They were priests for the golden calves.
巴利的祭司。
They were priests for Baal.
那是不是当我们读到这里祭司的时候，弟兄姊妹们，我们心思里不要那么简单，咬定了正常的时候的那个神殿里的祭司。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we read of priests here, let us not so quickly to pinpoint that these are the priests in the temple when it was in a normal condition.
那个时候，北边以色列的祭司都是把神的百姓带到愚昧里边去的。
During that time, all the priests of the northern kingdom have brought the people into foolishness.
而北边的那些所谓先知也都是说着人喜欢听的话。
Likewise, all the prophets in the northern kingdom only speaks words that are pleasing to man.
弟兄姊妹们，你记得？
Brothers and sisters, you remember?
当那个亚哈王那一次要去攻打基列拉莫的时候，
that is, if you remember, King Ahab, when he wanted to fight against Gilead,
那是犹大王不是刚好下来吗？
That was when the king of Judah went to visit him.
犹大王就说，我们出兵以前好不好问一问耶和华神。
So the king of Judah said, perhaps before we go out to battle, we should inquire of the Lord God.
所以亚哈就召聚了好多好多的那个以色列的先知来。
So King Ahab called so much of the prophets of Israel.
当然弟兄姊妹你也记得，在北边的以色列的先知他们口里也说我们是耶和华的先知。
Of course, again, if you recall, the prophets of the northern kingdom all would confess they are prophets for the Lord God.
事实上他们是拜金牛犊的先知。
But in fact, they are prophets who worship the golden calves or the priests.
但是你别忘了，
But do not forget,
北边以色列人他们就认定那个金牛犊就是耶和华。
Again, the people of the northern kingdom have already acknowledged the fact that the golden calves are the Lord God.
这些事实我们不能忽略，一忽略我们就读不清楚了。
Well, we cannot neglect about that fact, that situation for them, otherwise we cannot be clear.
是那个许多的先知来到的时候，众口同声就说去打基列的拉莫一定成功。
Therefore, when all the prophets were gathered together, they all were in one accord and said, yes, go and fight against Gilead and you will succeed.
当时犹大王就说，就觉得那个情形不大对。
But the king of Judah did not feel that was quite right.
他说这里再没有耶和华的先知了吗？
Yeah, he inquired, is there not another prophet for the Lord God here?
亚哈就说，
King Ahab says,
有是有一个人。
Yes, there's another.
但是我从来不要看他。
But I never want to see him.
因为他对我只说凶言，不说寄语。
Because he has nothing good to say about me, only that which is bad.
弟兄姊妹，从这些历史的事上面，你就晓得，在北国那些公开的 那些先知们他们是怎么样的一些先知，祭司是怎么样的一些祭司。
Therefore, from such recordings, we're able to realize what the prophets and the priests were in the northern kingdom and how they are.
是当我们看到这种情形的时候，你就难怪神说不必再辩论了，不过你要辩论都可以，不过不需要辩论了。
Therefore, when we see such a condition, we can realize why God says, you can debate with me if you want, but there is no need for that.
因为你们这些人所做所说的一切所带来的结局，就是要把整个以色列放在一个给灭亡的那个光景里。
Because all that you say and all that you do is completely to put Israel in a condition to be destroyed.
所以接下去我神的话就说得很清楚了。
Therefore, as it continue, the word of the Lord is very clear.
神的话说，我的民因着无知识而灭亡。
God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
你弃掉知识，我也必弃掉你。
Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee.
那这是说到以色列的百姓的那一方面。
These words are pertaining to the people of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，你在这里所说的，神说你们弃绝，因无知识。
God says, for the lack of knowledge.
是指着什么说的呢？
What is God speaking about?
不是指着一般的知识。
It is not speaking about knowledge in general.
乃是指着，用今天的话来说，乃是指着那属灵的认识。
But in today's words, it is about spiritual understanding.
在当时来说，乃是指着律法来说的。
During that time, it is regarding the law.
或者说是认识神的知识来说的。
Or it is knowledge of the understanding of God.
因为对照第六章的时候，
because when we also look in the same,
我们可以肯定说，这里是说，
in chapter 6,
认识神的知识。
We are sure that this is speaking about knowledge, is the understanding of God.
因为第六章当里头指出以色列的实在的需要。
Because in chapter 6, it points out to us what Israel truly needs.
主怎么是说呢？
What did the Lord say?
我们先跳到第六章看看第三节。
We can go to verse, chapter 6, verse 3.
神说我们务要认识耶和华。
God says, you must know the Lord God.
竭力追求认识他。
Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord.
那这个话就翻过来你就晓得。
If we turn these words around, then we understand.
以色列人对神的知识是一无所知。
The Israelites have no knowledge of the Lord.
因为从南北分裂以后，
Because since the kingdom was divided,
他们所接受的教导就是金牛犊的教导。
All the teaching that they have received is the teaching of the golden calf.
完全把神的律法丢开的。
They have completely thrown away the law of God.
然后又再加上巴利的教导。
And they also were brought up in the teaching of Baal.
完全和神隔离了。
They are completely separated from God. 所以
造成他们中间认识真理的人没有。
Therefore, it created this condition where there's no one that knows the truth in their midst.
严格说起来，他们是知道有耶和华这个名字。
Strictly speaking, they know of this name of the Lord God.
但是耶和华是谁，他们就不大明白了。
But they have no idea about who the Lord God is.
耶和华和他们的关系是怎么的一个关系，他们更是莫名其妙。
They do not know what relationship they have with the Lord God.
这个是当时北方以色列的那种属灵的光景。
That is the spiritual condition of Israel of the northern kingdom.
所以主的话在那里很清楚地说。
Therefore, the Lord's words are very clear.
百姓
，My people，
我的民
，My people，
弟兄姊妹们先注意这个关系。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this relationship.
神没有否认他们。
God did not deny them.
神还是承认我的民。
God still confessed they are my people.
我的百姓
，My people。
但是百姓却不承认耶神。
Yet it is the people that does not confess the Lord.
所以神就在那里清楚地说。
So God says very clearly.
我的百姓。没有知识。
My people have no knowledge.
因为他们没有知识，他们就落在灭亡里。
Because they have no knowledge, therefore they are in destruction.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以很清楚地了解一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we know this very clearly.
我们一再地在那里提。
Again, we repeat.
你对北边的以色列人说，他们不认识耶和华，他们永远不服气的。
If you say to the people of the northern kingdom that they do not know the Lord God, they will not confess to that.
他们绝对在那里说，我们是侍奉敬拜耶和华的。
Absolutely, they will say to you, they are worshiping and serving the Lord God.
他们不绝不肯不不会承认他们不是不属耶和华的。
They will not confess, acknowledge the fact that they do not belong to the Lord God.
你要是问他
，If you ask them,
你怎么知道你是跟耶和华神有关系啊
？How do you know you have a relationship with the Lord God?
他头一件事情就指出
，The first thing they will point out,
我们有。刚好礼拜五我们读经读到以色列人过了约旦河以后，就是那两个半支派回去以后，他们立刻做了一件事情，那就是租了一个正坛在那边嘛。
It is also that we're studying this on Friday when the two and a half tribe went back to the east of the river Jordan, they have built an altar, a memorial there.
他们头一件事情就会说，我们有个正坛在那里。
The first thing they did, and so they can say, lay claim to that they have an altar there.
第二件事情他们就会说，我们在伯特利和在撒玛利亚，我们都有耶和华的像在那里。
Likewise, then the people of the northern kingdom will say, in Bethel and in Samaria, we have the image of the Lord God there.
我刚才在考虑该用一个什么准确的名词来说出这个事。
So I was hesitating to consider what correct term I should say, use in this situation.
不过还是照说好，因为这以色列人心思里边就是这样。
I can just say it frankly because that is the heart, what the people of Israel was thinking.
因为他们心思里面的那一位耶和华就是那两个金牛犊。
Because in the hearts of the people of the northern kingdom, they consider the golden calf to be the Lord God.
虽然他们说我们虽然没有上耶路撒冷。
Therefore, they say even though we do not go to Jerusalem.
但是我们确确实实是耶和华的百姓。
But truly, we are the people of the Lord God.
但弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
神就很清楚的在那里给他们说
，God clearly says to them,
你们没有认识我
，You do not know me.
你们没有真理的知识
，You do not have the knowledge of truth.
你们也不知道神的心意
，and you do not know the heart's desire of God.
结果你们就落在灭亡里。
The result would be you would be in destruction.
弟兄姊妹，这是当时以色列的光景。
Brothers and sisters, that's the condition of Israel during that time.
但是你若是从那个原则来看
，but if we look at it from the principle，
你是不是也看见历史历代以来的基督教的那个外表的光景
？Do we not see the external condition of Christianity throughout the generations？
啊，你说到外边的事情，他们都知道。
When we speak of external matters, we all know。
啊，你说到我们信主的人就称为基督徒，他也知道。
When you say those who believe upon the Lord, we are called Christians, we will know。
你说到我们要到礼拜堂去聚会，他说我们每个主日都去的。
You say that we go to worship every Sunday, and they say we go.
许多基督教的那些动作，他们都没有缺。
They do not lack any of the external actions of Christianity.
但是一个很严肃的问题在哪里
？But a very serious question is there.
他们对神、对真理的知识确实含糊。到一个几乎不知道的光景。
Their knowledge, their understanding of the Lord God is so confused, it's almost to a point of having no knowledge.
这岂不是历史历代以来那些称为基督教的团体里边的那种光景吗
？Is that not the condition of the organization, the groups that are called Christianity, Christians throughout the generations?
只要翻开教会的历史来看
，Brothers and sisters, if we look at church history,
你就看到。从一二世纪开始一直到现在，这样类似的情形是没有停止过的。
We can see throughout church history, starting from the first and second century, that similar situations arise throughout.
那这种的光景 是可怜的不得了。
This condition is very sad and pitiful.
因为它引出一个事实。
Because it brings out this fact.
要让这些称为主名下的人在主的面前不蒙纪念。
That is, it will call for those who are called under the name of God to be not remembered.
因此我们在主的面前不能不因着当日以色列的光景而留意我们今天在神面前的实际。
Therefore, we must pay attention to the condition of Israel during that time so we can reflect and consider our condition today.
所以我们留意到这个事情的时候，我们就要把那个整个完整的事实掌握过来。
Therefore, when we pay attention to this condition, we must look at this whole situation and take hold of it.
整个完整的事实是什么呢？
What is the fact of the whole situation here?
我的民因无知识而灭亡。
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
你弃掉知识，我也必吃掉你。
Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee.
留意那个结局了。
Pay attention to the end.
给神弃绝不是结局。
To be rejected of God is not the end.
那个只是一个过程而已。
That is only the process.
那个结局是什么？
What then is the end?
如果他们不悔改回转重新归向神。
If they do not repent and return once again to God,
底下所说的就是他们的结局。
What remains then is their end.
如果有一天他们悔改回转，
If one day they repent and return,
那底下的那所说的呢，仍然是一个过程。
Then what is spoken of later on is still only the process.
那现在我们就把因为他们还没悔改，所以我们就把它作为一个结局来先了解。
Now, because the people have yet to repent and return, so we can take this what to follow as the end.
你没有知识就引到灭亡。
Because you have no knowledge, you will be in destruction.
你弃掉知识，我也弃掉你。
Because you reject the knowledge, I will also reject you.
很多弟兄姊妹一读到灭亡这两个字的时候，马上就会引起那这批人得救不得救。
Many times when we read this word destroy the destruction, we'll question then are they considered saved or not?
弟兄姊妹，我不会回答这个问题。
Brothers and sisters, I will not answer such a question.
因为在旧约的里边没有给我们很明确看到得救不得救的问题。
Because in the Old Testament, it does not clearly show us whether they are saved or not.
因为在旧约里边人和神的关系完全看他在律法里边施行的光景是到一个什么的程度。
Because their relationship with God in the old covenant depends on how much they have kept the law and what condition they are before the Lord.
并且那个结果也没有带到那个永远灭亡的那样严厉。
And the result would not be as severe as eternal damnation.
但是一般来说呢，
But in general,
我们必须要看到那个严肃。
We must see how solemn this issue is.
他那个灭亡是指着一个什么事情呢？
What is this destruction to be destroyed referring to?
你留意下文。
Pay attention.
你弃掉知识，我就弃掉你。
You reject knowledge, therefore I reject you.
使你不再给我做祭司。
So that you shall be no priest to me.
所以你既忘了你神的律法。
Seeing you have forgotten the law of your God,
我也必忘记你的儿女。
I will also forget your children.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你记得，
Remember,
那是在神的面前完全失去了蒙神拣选的功用。
That is the condition where they are completely forgotten to have no function to be remembered by God.
我们很清楚地看到这里说的是整个话，是对着整体的以色列说的，不是对着个别人说的。
Very clearly we can see these words are speaking to the whole nation of Israel, not to individuals.
那以色列的被蒙拣选，
Now Israel is chosen.
神是把他们放在一个祭司的国度的地位上。
God has placed them as a royal priesthood.
神把一个带万列国回到神面前来的任务托付给他们的。
God has commissioned them, entrusted this mission to them to ask them to be the channel to lead the nations back to God.
这是一个非常荣耀的职事。
This is a very glorious ministry.
但是因着他们没有站好 该站的地位。
But because they did not stand very accurately on their position.
也没有按照神的心意来活在神的面前。
Because they have not lived in the presence of God according to the desire of God.
所以结果
as a result,
把他们的那个功用暂时的停止了。
God have temporarily ceased their ministry, their function.
神说我就不再用你们做祭司了。
God says, I will no longer use you as priests.
我不再用你们站在神和人中间的那个媒介了。
I will no longer use you as the medium between God and man.
因为你们根本就偏离了律法。
Because you have departed away from the law.
你们忘记了律法。
You have forgotten the law.
既然你们把神的心意完全忘记。
Since you have completely forgotten the heart desire of God,
神说那我也只好暂时把你放在一边也忘记你。
God can only say, I can temporarily put you aside and also forget you.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到这个是不是对人来说也许不太知道有什么严重。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps to man they do not see the severity of this.
但是若是我们真的知道神在这个地要做什么工的话，
But if we truly understand the work of God in this land,
我们就知道这是一个非常非常严肃的事。
Then we realize when God says this, it's extremely solemn.
我们简单的来说就是说给神放弃了。
Very simply, we'll just summarize it as being forsaken by God.
而不再给神使用了。
No longer used by God.
神也不再在他们中间显明神的各样的祝福了。
No longer will God manifest his numerous blessings amongst them.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那这是当时以色列的实际的那个光景。
This is the practical situation of Israel during that time.
那因此引出了一个很不简单的事实。
Therefore, it brings forth this fact that is not easy.
我从前读这段话的时候，我一直都弄不明白。
Before, when I read this passage, I could not understand.
感谢主，后来主给我看到了。
I thank the Lord later, he showed me.
就是刚才我跟弟兄姊妹所交通的那个意思。
That is what I just shared with brothers and sisters.
以前我看到祭司就想到殿里的祭司。
Before, when I saw priests, I thought of the priest in the temple.
我看到先知我就想到以利亚。
When I think of the prophet, I think of Elijah.
但是在这里所说的完全不是我印象里头的那些。
But here, what is speaking of is completely not what I had in my impression.
后来看清楚了这一点。
Later, when I saw clearly this point,
还有读到旧约小先知书的时候，就好多这样的困扰就没有再叫我感觉受不了了。
Likewise, when I read many of the minor prophetic books, then when I have the similar situation, I would not harden, it would not stump me.
因为没有实际的掌握这个事实的时候。
Because before I grab hold of this fact, when I read on,
会弄到我自己迷乱起来的了。
It will cause me to be confused.
因为接下去就说祭司增多。
Because later on it says, as the priests increase,
就越发得罪我。
They sin against me.
我们的观念就是说，
Our concept is,
祭司多一点那不是很好吗？
The more priests, the better.
人和神的中间的那个媒介不是更丰富的一些吗？
Then that means the medium between God and man would be more abundant.
但是很可惜，这里所说的先知不是站在神和人当中的那些先知。
But sadly, the priests referred to here are not the priests that stand between God and man.
那是阻挡人到神面前去的祭司。
But in fact, they're priests that would actually hinder man before God.
那是把神的百姓固定在罪里头的那些祭司。
They are the very priests that will put the people under sin before God.
祭司的设立的功用。
The function of the priest,
在一面来说，
on the one hand,
那是把神的恩典、怜悯、祝福带到神的百姓的当中。
That is to bring the grace, the mercy, the blessing of God amongst the people.
另一方面呢，
on the other hand,
也把神百姓的难处带到神的面前来让神替他们解决。
That is to also bring the difficulty of man before God so God can take care of it for them.
以色列人当中有人在神面前过不去了。
If there are people in Israel that have sinned against God,
那他怎么能恢复平静安稳?
How can they be restored to peace and security?
然后他就找到祭司。
They seek out a priest.
就让祭司给他来献祭。
So that the priest can offer
sacrifice for them. 这是神给他们的方法。所定规的方法。
That is the way which God has set for them.
那祭司给他们这样做了。
When the priests have done so for the people,
他们也就释放了。
The people can be set free.
他们也就自由了。
Then they can be released.
这是祭司的功用。
That is the function of the priest.
但现在北边的以色列的祭司所显明的功用呢刚好相反。
But now the function of the priest in the northern kingdom is contrary to that.
因为你去找到他们的时候。
Because when you seek out the priest on the northern kingdom,
他们不是把你带到神的面前。
They do not bring you before God.
他们却是把你带到神以外。
But they'll bring you outside of God.
但是却告诉你说。
But they tell you,
这个就是神。
This is God.
你就向着他就对了。
If you're toward this image, then you're right.
结果你向着他。
If you're toward this image,
那就成了一个罪上加罪的那种光景。
Then you're only adding more sin to your sin.
是的，但我们以后看到那个何西阿以后的话的时候，你就看到这种光景。
Therefore, later on, when we continue to read Hosea, we see that condition.
你不找祭司，你还没有什么过不去的大的罪过。
If you did not seek out the priest, perhaps your sin would not be as great.
当你找到祭司的时候，你没有罪过也成了有罪过。
Even if you had no transgression and you seek out a priest, then you have transgressed.
因为那些祭司把你带到神以外。
Because those priests will bring you outside of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你不要说这个只是当时的情形。
Do not say this is only the condition in those days.I already made mention.
三四世纪以后一直到现在。
And the third, fourth century until now.
好多好多在人的眼中如同旧约的祭司的那些做领袖的人物。
There are so many leaders in positions of leadership that are just like the priests here in the Old Testament.
他就是把你带到神以外。
That's what they do. They will bring you outside of God.
今天下午。
This afternoon.
我在学房的那些弟兄姊妹们的交通的里头又看到一个这样的交通。
In the fellowship and the sharing of the students of the Academy of Christ, I see such sharing.
有一个不晓得弟兄或者姊妹，他在网上发表了从别一个英文的网上。发表的一篇文章，他把它翻译成中文，就贴上去了。
There is this student, I don't know if it's a brother or sister, but they have translated an article that is from an English website. They translated it into Chinese and posted it on the web of the Academy of Christ.
那么他的那个贴上去的那个题目是怎么说呢
？Now what is the subject which he pasted on in the message？
他就说复活节名字的由来，以及复活节与复活兔概念的来源。
It was about the origin of Easter and the Easter bunny。
现在很快就到复活节了。
Now it's almost
基督教的复活节。
Easter time for Christianity.
有好多地方啊，就已经忙着怎样来过复活节。
There are already many places who are busy about to see how to celebrate Easter.
但是从很少有弟兄姊妹们和不这样说，很少有称为基督徒的人，他们会问复活节怎么来的。
But very seldom would those who are called Christians would question what is the origin of Easter.
复活蛋这个玩意又是怎么来的？
And how did this game about the Easter egg or hunt come about.
还有那个复活兔，我都不知道有复活兔的这个东西。
And I myself don't even know about this Easter bunny and how that came about.
那这个东西是怎么来的？
And so what is the origin of all of this?
哦，这个网络上的，他把那个整个的从历史的考据里边引出来。好好长的一大篇。
So the student have pasted this very long article and the origin and history of this onto the message.
以前陈锡珍弟兄轻轻也提过一下一件事。
Even before, Brother Christian Chan have lightly mentioned about this issue.
他说许多拜偶像，不是许多，所有拜偶像的那个源头都和巴比伦有关。
He mentioned that not many, but all,that idolatry have to be linked, connected back to Babylon.
但是具体的情形是什么样呢？
But what is the practical situation?
很多人都不知道。
And many don't know.
我也不是不大了了。
And I may not be very familiar as well.
但是这个叫做什么？人家部落格啊。
But when this is mentioned, this blog.
所贴出来这个交通啊。倒是蛮清楚把他那个怎么开始怎么发展很清楚的有根有据的摆在那。
But this blog very clearly states the origin, the development, and how the situation is very clearly in detail.
我会请弟兄们主日把它张贴在后边，也把那个英文的那个原稿也弄出来，让那个只会读英文的人也能看得到。
I've asked the brethren to post this in the Chinese translation and also the original text in English posted so that we can all have this this information.
目的不是单单对那个复活节。
The purpose is not solely just about Easter.
而是让我们能更准确、更完整、更清楚、明确又具体的来晓得一切与偶像有关的东西那个源头在哪。
But it is in order for us to clearly know, to substantially know and understand anything, everything that has to do with idolatry and where the source and where that comes from.
那当我们了解到一切主以外的人事物，
if we realize anything outside of the Lord, people, events or things,
你不必管它挂一个什么名字在哪里，
no matter what name it has attached to it,
说是宗教也好，
whether religious,
说是艺术也好，
or even a technique,
艺术 art,
or art,
哲学也好，
or philosophy,
各种各样什么都好，
anything, whatever it may be,
你能看到如果这些个东西是站在主以外的那一个位置里。
If you see any of such things that stand outside of the Lord,
你晓得那个源头在哪里开始。
You must realize where that origin is from.
昨天我看报纸，看到一段新消息。
Yesterday, as I was reading the newspaper, I saw this news.
他说南韩。
在 Southern Korea
不是南韩，我搞乱了，是东岸一个大学的研究。
It's not Southern Korea, it's a university and what they're doing in the East Coast, a university there.
他们在那个生物的那个技术上面已经复制了。半人半兔的动物出来了。
They have in their in biology, they have perfected this technique to clone a thing that is half human and half a rabbit.
这个标题很耸动啊。
Oh, a half goat and half human.
是羊还是兔啊？是羊啊。是羊
It's half a goat and half human.
半羊半兔，半羊半人。
So it's half goat and half human.
哎呦，这个好松动啊。
And then, so this is a, big news.
你说他是人呢，还是羊呢？
So you say, what is this? Is it a goat or is it a man?
不过拍出附在那里那个图片就是羊。
But the picture that was posted attached to the news was a goat.
不过我把整段的东西看过了以后，我就才发觉。
But when I read through the entire article, then I discovered,
大概有 5% 的人类人的基因在哪里？
There's about 50% of 5% of the DNA, human DNA, the genes in what they have cloned.
那这就只成了半人了。
With only 5%, they say that is half human.
不是半人。
It's not half human.
你要说他有人，那也只不过是5%。
Even if you were to claim it's is part human, it's only 5%.
但是问题就是说，你不要说那个标题是偶然出来的哦。Now
do not think those headlines are just by coincidence.
你从这些标题，你看到背后有一个看不见的那一个东西在那里操管着那个。
But behind the headlines, you must realize there is a power that is controlling the heart, the thought of man behind such headlines.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得，现在许许多多的地上发生的事情，在表面上看来，你都觉得没有什么了不起的大事。
Brothers and sisters, we must realize behind all the news, all the headlines in this world, behind it, it doesn't seem like there's anything too big or too great about it.
你说废除死刑也好。
Well, you say that whether you take away the death penalty.
你说那个干细胞研究也好。
Or if you have the stem cell research.
你反正你说的近一点，你看到那个达文西密码也好。
Or even with more recent news about the Da Vinci Code.
这一类的东西了,
all these similar things.
你从外面来看，没有什么啊。
Externally, you don't see anything.
也不是在各自的那个人的那个事业的上边的一些表达而已。
It is not only a matter of their careers or what they are expressing.
但弟兄姊妹，如果我们灵里边是稍微敏感一点的。
But if we're someone sensitive in our spirit,
我说还是不要说敏感，是苏醒一点的。
I won't even say we're somewhat sensitive in our spirit, but some alert.
你会看到这一切的事物的背后有一些个东西。
We must realize behind such things there is a power.
前两天又有一个很好的消息，报纸上发表出来。
A couple of days ago, there is this good news that was posted in the newspaper.
我现在看了就忘了，只有一个印象。I read through it,
I forgot, but I only have this impression.
是说到哪一个州啊？是加州啊，还是哪一个州啊？他们就要通过夫妻俩，不一定要冠与夫姓，你可以结婚了。 你就冠与妻姓都可以。
It was in the, I forgot, is it for California or another state, but it says after the couple married, they don't have to take the husband's last name, but they can take the wife's last name.
这许许多多的事情，你说啊，现在是多元化嘛，都公开，一切都是开放嘛。
But you say that all these kind of things, they're multicultural, and so they're open, and so it's fine.
那弟兄姊妹们,
But brothers and sisters,
如果我们灵里面是苏醒的，你真的是看到这许多的事情的背后有一个东西在那里。
But if we're awakened in our spirit, we realize there is a power behind all these things.
用简单的话来说，
Simply put,
你就会想起约翰一书里面所说的，
You recall the words in 1 John.
你们曾经听过敌基督的要来，
You have heard that the Antichrist will come.
现在， 他们都已经来了。
But the Antichrist, they have already come.
但是我们没有看到啊。
But we do not see them.
因为我们所留意的是， 好像敌基督就是一个一号人物。
Because what we focus on is that the Antichrist is someone someone.
但是约翰一书那里说的是比基督低。
But it says that in First John is that of the Antichrist.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到那个意完全不一样了。
Then you can understand that it's completely different.
你说比基督就是一号人物。
When you refer specifically to the Antichrist, then he is someone specific.
你说的比基督敌哦，那就不是一号人物。
But if you say that they are already here or of the Antichrist, then it's not just one specific being.
那是一大堆的人事物。
But it's a whole group of people and events.
弟兄姊妹们，我们实在需要主给我们很明确的注意到这一些。
Brothers and sisters, we need the Lord to show us very clearly these
things. 我们常常说的。
Very often we say.
神借着神儿子所给我们的是一个救恩。
Through what the Son of God given to us is a salvation.
是一份生命的恩典。
Is a grace of life.
神的心思里绝对没有那个意念说，世上有许多的宗教，但是没有一个宗教能完全发表我的心思，所以我就让我的儿子来把一个完整的宗教来设立在地上。
In the heart of God, he has never intended for this to happen, that because all the religions in this world cannot completely manifest my heart and desire, so I will send my son as a perfect religion to be manifested to you.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神从来没有这个心思的。
Brothers and sisters, our God never has such an intention at all.
他一直是给我们看见。
All along he shows us.
他用着他儿子所做成的不是一个宗教。
What he uses his son to finish is not a religion.
不是觉得地上的宗教还不够呢，要多产生一些宗教来显明那种多元化。
It is not that there is not enough religion in this world, so he has to manifest the perfect religion to have more variety in this world.
没有。
No.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他一开始就显明，不管他在旧约也好，来到新约也好。
From the beginning, whether in the Old Testament or the New Testament,
他一开始就显明他是独一的真神。
From the beginning, God manifests himself as the only true God.
他是又真又活的神。
And he is the true and living God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
宗教是人造出来的。
Religion is created by man.
救恩是神做出来的。
Salvation is completed by God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那当我们能有这样的一些明确的了解的时候，
Now when we have such a clear understanding,
当我们读到祭司增多得罪就约法得罪我，
we,
我们就了解是什么一回事了。
When we read the fact, as the priests were increased, so they sinned against me, we will understand.
我们就会问，
we will ask that.
祭司就是祭司了，但是谁的祭司？
The priests, they are priests, but whose priests are they?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
不要说别的宗教。
Do not say other religions.
我们不能不说。
We must also say,
如果我们是很严肃的来跟随主的，
If we follow the Lord very strictly,
我们也说，
Likewise we say,
如果基督教里边所带出来的是主以外的人事物，
If in Christianity what's brought forth is any man, things or events outside of the Lord,
这在神的面前也是神所没有接受的。
Likewise, in the presence of God, it is not something he accepts.
因为在神的鉴察的里头，
Because in the examination of God,
这一切的动作，
All these actions,
神说，
God says,
是把荣耀变为羞耻，
It is to change the glory into shame.
完全是为了满足人的那个欲望。
It is completely to fulfill the lust of man.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
所以主就说，
So the Lord says,
以色列已经到了一个这样的地步，
Israel has fallen into this condition.
祭司跟百姓没有什么差别。
There's no difference between the priests and the people.
都是一样，
They're all the same.
都要乐在神的那个管教和鞭打里。
They will all fall under the discipline and scourging of God.
弟兄姊妹注意这个话。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to these words.
他们都乐在神的管教和鞭打里。
They all fall into the discipline and scourging of God.
为什么要乐在神的管教和鞭打里呢？
Why is it they fall into the discipline and scourging of God? Do not forget.
因为他们是神的民。
Because they are God's people.
如果他们不是神的民。
If they are not God's people.
神根本就不管。
God does not care.
就随他们。
And allows for them.
就任凭他们。
And allows for them to do their pleasure.
等到将来最末后的时候。
Until the end time.
在审判的日子才处理了。
In the day of judgment, God will deal with it.
但是这些是神的名。
But this is God's people.
神拣选他们。
God chooses them.
神给一个祭司的那个国度的位身份给了他们。
God has given them this trust to be royal priesthood.
把属神的子民的这样的一个称号给了他们。
And God has called them by name to be a people belonging to God.
所以神在他们身上就有动作。
So God will take action upon them.
这一切的动作。
And all these actions.
不是为了报复。
It's not for revenge.
而是为了恢复。
But it is to recover, restore them.
又把他们带回神起初拣选他们的那一个地位上面去蒙恩。
So they can be restored to the original position of God so they can receive blessing.
去显明神拣选他们的那一个功用。
To manifest the function which God has called them for.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
所以虽然以色列落到这样的一个满了顶撞神的那种光景。
So even though Israel has fallen into this condition where they have rebelled against God.
你看看神就这样说。
See what God says.
神给他们的惩治。
This is the discipline of God to them.
是因为他们离弃耶和华不遵他的命第十节末了的那一句。
First hand, at the end it says, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord.
是他们离弃耶和华不遵神的命。
Because they have left off to take heed to the Lord.
说得更清楚一点。
Be more clear.
放弃了他们的托付。
They have forsaken what they have been entrusted.
离开了神选召他们的目的。
They have departed away from the purpose which God has called them.
那现在神来把他们的脚步来调转。
Now God turns their footsteps.
神管教他们。
God disciplines them.
神鞭打他们。
God scourges them.
所以在底下你要看到这是一个整个以色列的问题。
Therefore, we can see this is the issue with the entire nation of Israel.
不是个别人的问题。
It is not for an individual.
我们就会明白了。
Then we'll understand.
神说到你们整个都是落在那个淫乱啊迷失啊那一种光景。
God has said that they have fallen into the condition where they are all confused and fornication and backsliding.
因为他们的心已经给奸淫酒和新酒夺去了。
Because whoredom and wine and new wine take away their heart.
弟兄姊妹这个话
Brothers and sisters,
就重要了。
These words are very important.
神指出他们的堕落。
God says their fall.
他们的迷失。
Their confusion.
不是只是一些外面的动作。
It is not just external action.
他们这所有的外面的这些动作。
But all their external actions.
是很可厌。
It is very despicable.
但是那并不是最可厌。
But that is not most despicable.
因为那个不是原因。
Because that is not the reason.
那个只是一种发表。
But that is only a manifestation.
最可厌的是那一个原因。
But what's most detestable is the reason.
那个原因是什么？
What is that reason?
是他们的心迷失了。
It is because their heart has been taken away.
为什么迷失呢？
Why is their heart astray?
地上的生活。
It is because of this living in this world.
眼见的事物。
And the visible things.
肉体的情欲。
And the lust of the flesh.
眼目的情欲。
It's the lust of
the eye. 和今生的骄傲。
And the pride of life.
这些称为世界和其上的物。
That is the world and the things of the world.
夺去了他们的。
And has taken away their hearts.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意到。
Pay attention.
当神说出这样的话的时候。
When God says these words.
神里面好难过的。
Within God, he is sorrowful.
因为我们回到那个 真言书上的时候，我们能看到一个很严肃的事实。
Because when we go back to the Proverbs, we can see a very serious issue.
你会看到神看人的心。
God sees our heart.
是过于看那个人在外面有什么的表现。
Above all our external expressions and what we do.
也就是我们常常说的神注意人的里面过于人的外面。
That is oftentimes what we say, that God regards what is within more than what is without.
也是我们的主所说，你们只是说到那个 那些法利赛人，你们只是洗净杯盆的外面，却没有洗净你们的里面。
And that is what the Lord says to the Pharisees, that they're like whitewashed tombs, and only what is external and not what is clean within.
说的最严重的时候，主说，
To be even more strict and serious, the Lord says,
你们就是一些装饰的坟墓。
God says that, the Lord says, you are whitewashed tombs.
外面好看，
It looks good externally.
里面却是装着死人的骨头。
But within are dead man's bones.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到从起初一直下来，神怎么来鉴察一切宇宙中的人事物？
Brothers and sisters, we can see throughout, this is how God examines, searches all the things and people and events of this universe.
我们看不到人的里面。
We cannot see inside of man.
但是神的眼目是一直看到人的里面。
But God's sight is always upon the inside within man.
我们所看的都是停留在外边。
What we can see always focus and remains
externally. 但神看的一直看到里头。
But God sees and sees and penetrates within.
所以在箴言书的里边。
So in Proverbs.
主一再地提到那个心的问题。
The Lord continues to focus on the issue of the heart.
那里说啊，
There it says,
你要保守你心胜过保守一切。
It says, guard your hearts above all things.
因为一生的果效是由心发出的。
For from it are all the issues of life.
这是四章二十三节。
That is Proverbs 4:23.
然后又说了。
And then he says,
我儿，你当将心归我。
My child, give me thy heart.
也要喜悦你的眼目，也要喜悦我的道路。
That your heart is pleased with my word, my way.
这是二十三章十六节。
That is Proverbs 23:26.
都在箴言书的里边。
That is in Proverbs.
你从这些话里头，你看到。
And from these words, we can see.
神怎样看重人里面的那个光景。
This is how God focused in regards to condition within.
现在。以色列就落到这样的光景里。
And now Israel is in such a condition.
他们的心完全迷失了。
Their heart have completely erred and gone astray.
以致引出一个结果。
So that will bring forth this result.
是整个的以色列落在神的那个管教。
So that the entire nation has fallen under the discipline of
God. 我们看到这样的一个事。
We can see this.
我们才了解。
Then we'll understand.
神为什么说话好像有点矛盾呢。
Why is it that when God speaks, it seems like it's a dilemma?
上面说到神是这样厉害的来对付，来对付他们。
God says how he will deal with them very severely.
那在底下呢？
And then he says,
就说到他们中间的个别人。
He speaks to individuals.
你们的儿女儿。
Your daughter.
你们的心腹。
Your daughter-in-law.
他们也行淫乱。
They also commit adultery.
我不管教他们。
I will not discipline them.
我不惩罚他们。
I will not punish them.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这不是矛盾吗？
Isn't this a conflict?
神既然是定那些为罪。
If God condemns that as sin.
但这里有些人他就是在这种罪里。
But there are some individuals in this sin.
神说我不惩罚他。
God says I will not punish them.
那这不是矛盾吗？
Isn't this a conflict?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你要读清楚。
We must read very clearly.
当你看到。
When you see.
在以色列已先落到一个光景。遍地都是这样的光景，你要一个一个的对付是怎么对付法？
When the entire nation of Israel is in the same condition, if you were to deal with them one by one, how is that done?
你看到一件事情，是整个以色列已经在神的那一个惩罚的里头。
We can see the entire nation of Israel is already in the discipline of God.
已经在没有条件 个别个别去处理。
It is no longer in that condition where God can deal with it one by one.
因为这些不是个别的事情。
Because there are not individual cases anymore. But it is the common condition.
整个以色列他们心都迷失了。
The entire nation of Israel, their hearts have gone astray.
怎么迷失的呢？
How have they erred?
迷失在哪里呢？
Where is their error?
主提到两个事情。
The Lord mentions two things.
第一个是迷失在神的话语里。
First is they're lost in the word of God.
在哪里注意到呢？
Where do we see that?
在第十一节。
Verse 11.
其实这个跟着第十节来的。
This is continuing from verse 10.
他们离弃耶和华，不遵他的命。
They have left off to take heed to the Lord.
奸淫和酒并新酒夺取人的心。
Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart.
那有别样来代替了神的心思。
There is another that takes the place of God in their heart.
诗篇第一篇那里说。
In Psalm 1 it says,
昼夜思想耶和华的话的那个人就有福了。
Blessed is the one who meditates upon the Lord's words day and night.
但现在他们不是思想耶和华的话。
But now they do not consider the word of the Lord.
他们思想生活上的满足，欲望上的满足。
But what they consider is only to satisfy their livelihood and their lust.
人肉体的满足。
And how to satisfy the flesh.
已经把神的话语放在一边了。
And they have completely placed aside the word of God.
这叫他们失去了神的心思。
So they have lost the heart for God.
然后你又看到。
And then we see.
他们不单是失去了神的心思。
Not only they lose the heart for God.
连神的自己也失去了。
But even God himself.
因为接下去你就看见。
Because later on we read.
神就指着。
God says.
你们用木头。来代替了我。
You have replaced God's counsel with the stock, your staff.
以木偶来代替我。
They have used the staff.
以木杖来代替我。
Their stock, to replace God.
这是他们的迷失。
This is how they have erred.
迷失在神的心意和神的自己的里。
They have been lost, gone astray in the word of God, the heart of God, and God himself.
整个以色列都是这样。
That is entire nation of Israel.
那因此是神在那里就说的那么严厉的警告。
So God says this very solemn reminder.
神在那里宣告他们要整个的要给交给外邦人。
God declares that they will be given over to the Gentiles.
他们要一同跌倒。
They will all fall.
那么在这个时候
At this time,
弟兄姊妹你又注意了。
Pay attention.
因为接下去
Because when you read on
从十五节到末了
From 15 to the end
神好像转了一点点的话题。
It seems like God has somewhat shifted the topic
就不单是在那里指着以色列说话
And no longer speaking to Israel
也在那里转向犹大说话
But also turns to speak to Judah
以色列已经是没有可挽回的地步了在那个时候。
During that time, Israel is already in a condition that cannot be atoned.
但是犹大神还给他们一点的劝勉。
But God still gives some encouragement to Judah.
要他们不要学着以色列。
So that they will not learn from Israel.
当我们看到这段话的时候。
When we see this passage,
里面有一些话又是叫我们感觉有点迷惑的。
Within, there are some words that also trouble us.
先这样说了。
I will first say this.
十五节哈。
Verse 15.
以色列啊，你虽然行淫，犹大却不可犯罪。不要忘记咋去，不要上到伯亚文，也不要指着永生的耶和华起誓。
Thou, though Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend, and come not ye unto Gilgal, neither go ye up to Beth-Aven, nor swear the Lord liveth.
这个是谁说的
This is what God says.
你们不要指着耶和华永生的耶和华起誓。
Do not swear the Lord liveth.
那怎么办
What do we do?
弟兄姊妹你必须看见。
Brothers and sisters, you must see.
神在这里特别特别的提醒犹大。
Here, the Lord reminds especially to Judah.
以色列。
Do not imitate Israel.
以色列可以顶着耶和华的名，但是他的心并不向着耶和华。
Israel can claim the name of the Lord, but their heart is not toward the Lord.
你们就不要这样。
So do not imitate them.
如果你们的心不是向着
If your heart is not toward God,
那你就是指着耶和华的名字来起誓，你也别想神会听。
Even if you swear the Lord liveth, do not listen to it.
为什么神在这里一下转到上犹大那边说话呢
why does God shift and speak to Judah here?
你要回到列王记去了。
We must go back to the book of Kings.
你要看到当时的历史是发生一件这样的事。
We must see during this period, this is what took place in history.
因为没有第五章，我们真的是不知道神在第四章末了说这段话的什么意思。
Because without chapter 5, we really do not understand what God means when he speaks these words in chapter 4.
但是因为第五章里边给我们有一点的提示，我们就知道哦。原来是这样的一回事。
Because there is such a reminder in chapter 5, then we somewhat understand what God is speaking of at the end of chapter 4.
这个时候是亚哈斯做犹大王。
At this time, it is King Ahaz who is reigning in Judah.
那他做王的时候
As he reigned,
以色列跟亚兰他们联手来攻打犹大。
It was when Israel and Aram would join forces to attack Judah.
那这也是说到第五章里以色列怎么杀人流血什么 那些事情。
This is also spoken of in chapter 5 with the bloodshedding of Israel.
我们留意到在以色列最末后的那几十年他们跟犹大是非常非常过不去的。
We know in the last decades of Israel, they had quite against Judah.
但是在亚哈斯做王的时候。
But when King Ahaz reigned,
那他以色列就连同亚兰人来攻打犹大。
It was Israel joining together with the Syrians to fight against Judah.
那犹大是承受不了。
Judah cannot bear that.
所以结果犹大就跑到亚述那边去求救。
Therefore, Judah cried and asked for help to the Syrians.
那就是这样的一件事情。
It was this event.
何西阿在这里就对着犹大发声了。
It was Hosea who says to Judah,
以法莲他们离弃神。
Ephraim departed away from God.
你们犹大可不要学他的样。
Yet for Judah, do not imitate Israel.
你们应当依靠你们自己的神。
You should trust your God.
当然这个是亚斯当时的事情。
Of course, this is the event with Ahaz.
但是结果亚斯没有领会这一个。
Of course, Ahaz did not pay attention to this.
他还是去向亚述求救。
He still asked the Syrians for help.
结果是自取羞辱。
The result was he brought upon himself shame.
那他的儿子西西家后来接上来做王，那西西家就做对了。
After him was his son Hezekiah who reigned and Hezekiah did correctly.
但是在亚哈斯的当时的这个事情就没有做得准确。
But during the reign of Ahaz, he did not do it correctly.
结果在神和人面前都是蒙羞的。
As a result, there was shame before God and man.
那是就因着这样的当时那个以色列那个属灵的光景。
Because of the spiritual condition of Israel during that time.
那就引到第五章开头。
It brings us to the beginning of chapter 5.
神就向以色列来说话。
God says to Israel.
他说你们整个的都是已经败坏的。
You have already completely gone astray.
现在审判要临到你们。
Now judgment will be toward you.
你留意这个话。
Pay attention to this.
是神向着整个以色列说的。
God says to the entire Israel,
众祭司啊
，O priests,
听我的话
，Hearken,
以色列家啊
，House of Israel,
要听我，留心听我的话
，Hearken, give ear,
王家啊
，O House of the King,
要侧耳听
，Give your ear and listen,
是不是把整个以色列从上到下都包括在里头了
？Is this not the entire nation of Israel from top to bottom?
神在这里宣告对以色列的审判。
God here proclaims the judgment to Israel.
因为他们在本国和在连同别国所做的许许多多的事情。 都在那里也动神的怒气。
Because all that they do in their own nation and even in union with other nations, all their acts have brought upon the wrath of God.
神给他们各种各样的管教。
God has disciplined them in various ways.
但是他们不归向神。
Yet they do not return to God.
他们不认识耶和华。
They do not know the Lord God.
他们以为不需要听犹大那边的那一个耶和华。
They feel they do not listen to the Lord God that is from Judah.
只要听我们这边的耶和华。
But only listen to the Lord God that is in Israel.
他们忘了耶和华只有一位。
They forgot that there is only one Lord God.
并没有犹大的耶和华和以色列的耶和华。
There is no God of Israel and God of Judah.
那因此神在这里就很明确地说了一句话。
Therefore, here God says very clearly,
五章的第五节,
chapter 5, verse 5,
以色列的骄傲当面见证自己,
and the pride of Israel doth testify to his face.
见证自己什么?
What is that testimony?
接下去,
and then it continues,
不耻,
therefore,
以色列和以法莲必因自己的罪孽跌倒,
shall Israel and Ephraim fall in their iniquity?
犹大也同他们一同去跌倒。
Judah also shall fall with them.
结果就引到他们落到这种光景。
The result would be,
甚至
they will fall into this condition.
他们想到我们很危险，我们没有路走了，我们去求问耶和华。
Even to a point when they see that they're in danger, there's no way for them to go and they will seek the Lord God.
如果他们真的求问耶和华，
if they truly seek after the Lord God,
神会投一个问题给他们，就是说你要寻求哪一个耶和华。
The first question that God will ask them, which God are you seeking?
但我们了解这个光景，
when we understand this condition,
你就体会得到。
Then you understand.
上文所说的。
Then what is in the passage later?
他们牵牛天牵羊来寻求耶和华，却寻不见。
They seek the Lord God with their flock and with their herd, yet they do not find him.
哎，我们就会想起主说的话了。
Then we think of the words of the Lord.
寻找的就寻见。
Those who seek shall find.
祈求就得着。
Those who ask will receive.
叩门的就给你开门。
Those who knock and the door shall be opened.
现在怎么他们就寻找却寻不见呢？
Why is it now they seek and they do not find?
为什么呢？
Why?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
是刚才我说神头一个问题要问他们，就是说。
No, that's why I say the first question which God
asked them. 你们说寻求耶和华，你们寻求哪一个耶和华？
You say you're seeking the Lord God. Which God are you seeking?
其次神给他们的问题。
And then the Lord will ask them.
你们要寻求耶和华，是你们知道你们走错了路了吗？
If you seek after the Lord God, is it because you know you've gone the wrong way?
是你们已经看见自己的愚昧了吗？
And you've saw your own foolishness.
你们要现在甘心乐意悔改回转了吗？
Now are you willing and wholeheartedly want to repent and return?
大概我们在这里看到他们对神没有答案。
Here we would probably see they have no answer to God's questions.
所以神就说你们灭亡，或者说给亚述掳去，如果说具体的这个事情已经确定了。
So we can say that God will say you are in destruction, or practically they are in captivity to the Assyrians. That has been confirmed.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那么这样看起来，
Then when we say this and see this,
以色列还有没有前途呢？
Does Israel have a future at all?
以色列还有没有机会回转呢？
Does Israel have any chance to repent?
我们看下去好像以色列已经落到这样的光景。
When we read on, it seems like Israel is already in such a condition.
如果我们再看列王记或者历代志的那时候的历史。
When we read the history in Kings and the Chronicles,
他们再过二三十年，他们就给亚述掳去了。
In 20, 30 years time, they will be taken captive by the Assyrians.
掳到东方去了。
To the east.
分散在那东方不晓得什么地方。
And scattered throughout the east.
连踪影都看不见了。
Not traceable.
一直流到现在的那个失踪的十个支派。
even on the 10 tribes that have scattered.
那么他们还有前途吗?
Even to today, do they still have a future?
他们是称为神的百姓。
This people called the people of God.
他们叫做神的选民。
They're the chosen race of God.
他们是给神安置在做祭司的国度这个地位上的。
Which God has placed them in the office of the priesthood.
他们还有机会回到神这个安排里吗?
Do they still have any chance to return to this arrangement of God?
在基督教这个不能说是基督教了在教会这个范围里。
In the boundary of the church.
不是基督教的范围。
Now, not in the boundary of Christianity.
比基督教的范围小一些。
The boundary of the church is smaller than Christianity.
我想弟兄姊妹大概有部分弟兄姊妹应该会知道。
Now, I think brothers and sisters
will understand. 如果我们就按照圣经里面的那个真理的光去领会的话，你会看到一个这样的事实。
If we understand it in the light of the truth in the scriptures, we will know this fact.
基督教不是教会。
The Christianity is not the church.
但是在基督教里头有教会。
But within Christianity, there is the church.
但是基督教不是教会。
But Christianity is not the church.
那么现在我说到那个事情说。
And so now I'm saying,
是在教会这个范围。
In the boundary of the church,
有一批弟兄,
there's a group of brethren.
他们对将来主回来的这一件事情有一种看法。
As for this group of brethren, they have this view on the Lord's return.
他们认为,
they feel,
没有国度。
There is no kingdom.
因为国度是从主复活的时候就已经开始了。
Because in their view, the kingdom has already begun when the Lord was risen.
将来主回来的时候，一回来就是新天新地。
When the Lord returns, immediately when he returns, that is the new heaven and new earth.
他们详细的内容不在，我们不必去追问。
We won't go into the detail of their view right now and ask about that.
你晓得在教会里头有一批这样的弟兄。
Just realize,within the boundary of the church, there is this group of brethren.
如果从神学的道理上面来说，他们是给称为无千年派。
If from the scope of this theology, they are called that those
millennium.
They are the group of brethren called that ascribe to the view of millennium.
他们就说出一件事情。
They share this view.
以色列是永远给神丢弃了。
That Israel has completely been forsaken by God.
神用教会来代替了以色列人。
God has used the church to replace Israel.
所以教会是称为真以色列人。
Therefore, the church is called the true Israelite.
在新约的里边就没有再没有以色列人了。
In the new covenant, the Israelites do not exist.
当然他们的讲法我们知道一点就好，不必还在意。
Of course, we just have somewhat understanding of their view, and we don't need to pay too much attention to it.
但是真的，以色列在神面前再也没有机会了吗？
But does it truly mean that Israel here has no more chance before God?
再没有回转了吗？
They have no chance to return.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
旧约的先知包括何西阿在里头。
The prophets in the Old Testament, including Hosea.
没有一个说以色列没有前途。
None of them says that there's no future for Israel.
在当时的眼见里边没有前途。
Visibly, there's no future.
但是在那个真正的前途的里头有前途。
But in their true future, they have a way, they have a future.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神没有忘记他们。
Because God have not forgotten them.
神没有忘记他们。
God have not forgotten.
神虽然他们把神逼到一个地步
and even though they have forced God to this point,
弟兄姊妹你翻回第四章看一句话
brothers and sisters, if you turn back to chapter 4 and look at these words,
十七节
verse 17,
以法莲亲近偶像任凭他吧
Ephraim is joined to idols, let him alone,
以色列是把神逼到一个地步神任凭他们
Israel has forced God to this point that God let them alone
弟兄姊妹晓得任凭就是 隔在一边，不去理会他。
You know, leave them alone, let them be. That means God has placed them aside and not mind them at all.
但是隔在一边不等于放弃。
But to put them aside does not mean God has forsaken them.
就如同在新约里读到罗马书，说到神就任凭那些不愿意认识神的人，就随他们在那里喊，在那里猖狂。
Now, just as God says in Romans, to give them up, that give them up to their own pleasure, God just let them do whatever they want.
但并不等于说神不处理。
But does not mean that God will not deal with it.
所以对于以色列，神还是会处理他们。
So, to Israel, God will still deal with them.
那所以到了第五章的末后的时候。
So, at the end of chapter 5,
你就看到
you see,
神借着各种的管教鞭打
through many various disciplines and scourgings,
把以色列带到一个地步
God has brought Israel to this point.
我们留意十五节
Pay attention to verse 15.
以色列人说了
The Israelites say,
我要回到原处、对不起是神说到以色列将来在他面前的光景
This is what God says about Israel and their condition in the future.
神说我要回到原处。
God says, I will go and return to my place.
什么原处?
What place?
神原来的那个定规。
That is God's original purpose.
在那里等。
And await there.
等什么?
Wait till what?
等以色列自觉有罪。
So that Israel would acknowledge their offense.
来寻求我的面。
And seek my face.
他们在艰难的时候。
In their affliction.
他们要切切地寻求我。
They will seek me early or seek me earnestly.
那我们读经的人我们都知道。
The Bible scholars know.
这个话是指着在大灾难的幕后的时候以色列全家悔改的那一个。
These words are speaking of the condition in the great tribulation in the last days when the whole house of Israel will repent.
我们读何西阿的时候，我们不再注意那一个将来那个事态的发展。
When we read the book of Hosea, we're not paying too much attention to the future and the events that will develop.
我们要注意的，神在何西阿里边如何发表他自己。
What we focus on is in the book of Hosea, how God manifests himself.
神说我要回到原来的地方。
God expressed himself and said, I will go back and return to my place. I will go and return to my place.
我要回到我原来的那一个所创世以前所定下的旨意。
I will return to the original purpose which I have willed before the foundation of the world.
我在那一个位置上面来等他们回来。
And upon that place, I will wait until they return.
弟兄姊妹太宝贝了。
Brothers and sisters, this is too precious.
不是回来的问题。
It is not a matter of coming back.
是怎么回来的问题。
But it's how God returns.
是回来到一个什么光景的问题。
It's the condition in which God returns to.
完全回到神起初的定义。
It is completely returning back to his original We thank the Lord.
所以我们留意到
So we pay attention.
等到国度将来显明的时候
When the kingdom is manifested,
以色列仍然是列国到神面前来的那一个根据。
Israel is still the foundation, the medium for the nations to come before God.
或者不要说是根据，来，也许会影响到我们主所做的那个救赎。
Let me not use the foundation, the source, but that affects the salvation which our Lord completed.
我们说他们是万民回到神面前来的媒介。
That Israel in the kingdom is still the medium by which the nations can come before God.
这就是祭司的国度。
That is the royal priesthood.
恢复在以色列中间。
That has been restored to the Israel.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然神在对以色列整个的最末后的那段日子所说的话所做的事
Even though all the words God speaks about Israel and all the things he does to Israel in the last days
好像是很严厉
Seems to be very severe
但是感谢神
But thank God
那个严厉乃是为了要叫他们得着恢复
That severity is in order that they be restored
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
刚才我说到，没有第五章，我们不知道第四章神说话的那个原因。
I mentioned previously, without the words in chapter 5, we do not understand the end of chapter 4.
乃是从，我点出来就好。
I'll just point out those passages in chapter 5.
十二节。
Verse 12.
我使以法莲如虫蛀者之物，使犹大家如朽烂之木。以法莲见自己有病，犹大见自己有伤，他们就打发人往亚述去见耶雷布王，他却不医治你们，不能治好你们的伤。
Verse 12 and 13.
然后就说到神说，你要真寻求医治，回到我这里来。
Then God says, if you want to seek to be healed, then come to me.
你要寻找人，人没有帮助。
If you seek after man, they cannot save you.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
借着何西俄说了这大段，对以色列是很严肃的话。
This passage has spoken very severe words to Israel, to Ephraim.
但是到了第六章。
But in chapter 6,
神又说很柔和的话了。
God speaks gentle words.
第四章就说，你们不认识我。
Chapter 4 says, you do not know the Lord God.
第六章就说了。
Chapter 6 says,
你务要认追求认识耶和华，务要竭力竭力追求认识他。
Then you shall know if you follow on to know the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
下次回来，我们就要看神怎么告诉以色列要竭力追求认识他。
Next time when we return, we'll look into that how God tells Israel to follow on, to strive to know Him.
让他们给带回神起初的目的里。
So that they will be brought back to the original purpose of God.
我们一同有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer together.